Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hour number two right here, 78 degrees in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high and about 10 degrees hotter than what it is now. 95% humidity. It's going to be a hot and humid day. And got a lot to go over here. I want to actually start with economic news. So, interestingly enough, got a text from a listener about economic development. Bobby, any new news on Costco at 9 Mile? Well, actually, the only thing we have is, it's back in July that we were told that there's still plans to build that Costco over there at 9 Mile, but the plans have been delayed. So, I don't know if it's city delay or anything like that, but really no news has come out since then. They're still planning on doing it. It's just being delayed for now. So like how long that delay? I don't know. It could be a month, 2 months, whatever. But they're still planning on building it. It's still going to be here. Just might take a little bit longer than what I think a lot of people anticipated or hoped for it to occur. So that's what we know. Now I want to talk about economic development and the economy in general after the big news came out yesterday that Captain Joe Patty's seafood restaurant in Pensacola, it's going to close September 6th. They basically said, we are no longer able to continue operations at our current location. We also want to get back to our roots and be able to offer our customers at a great value. That's not economically feasible at our current location. Apparently, they are indeed looking for a new location. So, this is not a permanent close, at least for now. But it is closing nonetheless after 40 years in operation at that location. According to Joey Patty, we want to thank all of you for all the years you've kept us in business. Please come down and enjoy our recipes while we're still operating. We will update our Facebook page if and when we're ready to go again. Sending you all of our love and thank you for all of your years of support. This to me is a pretty big deal, because whenever you have any kind of, staple in the community that's been around for so long and it has to close, that's noteworthy. But not just that. I have a lot of friends that I know around the country, from Orlando to New York City to out west to up north, all over the place. And I have a couple of friends who in Orlando had some restaurants, and the past 6 months they've had to close their restaurants because of the lack of tourism coming to Orlando. It's just dropped off so dramatically. I have other friends who have other types of businesses, car dealerships, where they're just squeaking by. And I have another friend who had a car dealership. He closed his car dealership in the past, about 8 months now. I'm seeing businesses close like crazy. The numbers that you see, even Wall Street Journal had something last week, I think it was, saying, the economy is starting to turn around. I'm like, really? It's not what I'm seeing. It's not what I'm hearing from people. And I actually talked to two people this week, completely not related, just you know, just separate situations where they were telling me like they've pretty much lost hope that they'll ever be able to buy a house. That housing has just gotten too expensive in Pensacola. They just don't see how they'll ever be able to own a house. And they're frustrated because they felt like it wasn't that way before COVID hit. And they were just, you know, waiting to get through COVID, waiting to get through COVID, wait for the economy to come back. Well, when it came back, housing prices were so outrageous. And they were like, well, surely they'll come down. And of course, they haven't. And so now they're just like, wow. So they haven't, housing prices haven't come down. Yet my income hasn't risen as much as what housing prices rose, percentage-wise. So, and it doesn't look like it's going to. And I was just like, you know, I'm trying to build them up. Like, no, I mean, you know, something's going to change, you know, whether it's your income, whether it's maybe there will be a real estate crash. You know, I don't, I'm just trying to build people up, right? But at the same time, there's part of me going, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I had a lot of friends who've lost their business in the past 6 months. So I don't know. But so when I saw Captain Joey Patty's seafood restaurant closing, I was just like, oh man, it's just like another one bites the dust. It stinks. So, here's a text. Wrong, Bobby. Captain Joey Patty's restaurant was originally on the Joe Patty's seafood property downtown for many, many years, and then moved over to Garden Street for probably the past 12 years, maybe. Well, that's true. They did have it right across the street, didn't they? From, like, the original place over there. Yeah, this is the one over on Garden that's closing. Yep. Somebody else texted asking it as well. Oh, here you go. Career Source Fort Walton has seen a surge in customers who need a job. So see, there's another, so it's not just, you know, I'm talking about from the business owner side of things. That, you know, business owners are closing their restaurants, are closing their businesses, car dealerships, things like that. But of course, if a business is closing, what does that mean? That means that there's people out there who need jobs. And so here's somebody texting in saying Career Source Fort Walton has seen a huge surge in customers who need a job. See, that's tough. That's tough. Another text here. Saturated markets create access, especially here. I didn't close my vape shop for lack of business, but so many opened and they start undercutting each other. Well, that's true as well. Yeah, there's multiple different reasons to, you know, for having things, you know, businesses closed, but that's one of them as well. Now tied into with this, and now, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot to get traffic on the fives. Let's go to get traffic on the fives with PJ real quick here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thanks, Bobby. Taking a look at the big board here, we're still just looking at the front gate of NES Pensacola, Duncan Road, that is backed up to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, PJ. Wholesale prices are hotter than expected. This is what came out yesterday. The Producer Price Index, the PPI, Producer Price Index came out yesterday, and there was a spike in wholesale prices across the economy in July. Okay, what does that mean? I got this from Reason.com. The PPI is often seen as an advanced warning system for higher inflation at the consumer level, because higher prices at the wholesale level will likely be passed on along the retail level. That's exactly what happened a few years ago. The PPI began showing a month-over-month change around 1% in early 2021, before eventually climbing to the recent high of 1.7% in March 2022. Consumer prices eventually followed suit, ultimately peaking in June 2022. End quote. So it doesn't mean we're going to have runaway inflation still, but it's one of the signals that we look at. We mentioned earlier last hour that Goldman Sachs is now saying that they see major signs for a stock market collapse, which is something that I, you know, was talking to somebody about. I know these business owners. I just shared like four or five business owners I know in the past six, seven, 8 months who've gone out of business. That business is just too tight. People aren't spending money. They're not coming to their place. Tourism is down. We saw real estate prices in Vegas crash because because tourism is down. I have friends in Orlando whose businesses are struggling because tourism is down. So people aren't spending money. They don't either not spending money because they're just holding on to their pocket, you know, holding on to their money right now for, you know, scared of something, or they just don't have the excess money to spend. So don't necessarily know that we'll have, inflation from this, But it's like people are not spending the money. At the same time, though, as we're seeing businesses struggle, as we're seeing more people having to go get, you know, trying to get new jobs and things like this, the stock market's running away at all-time highs. And I'm just like, this is one of those things where, like, you know, major companies are the ones making the money when the stock market's rising. People who have a lot of money and have it invested are the ones making all the money, right? It's crazy. Going back to our text line, 850-437-1620. When is Joey Patty's closing? They're closing September 6th. September 6th. And they say they are trying to look for a new location, but, you know, that's up in the air. Not sure. Another text. It's true. First homeowners can't buy a home in Cordova Park or East Hill or Pensacola Beach. However, if you go to the west side of town and get yourself one of the cinder block homes built in the 50s or 60s, you can get a great deal. It's going to need some DIY, but you got to do what you got to do. Well, that's true. There are homes out there, I'm sure. This is a long text. We'll come back and read that when we get back here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
All right, so let's imagine that you build things for a living. You know, like you're a construction professional, you're a contractor, whatever, and you don't go to Pensacola Hardware already. Trust me, try them. You say, well, why should I bother? Okay, a fair question. Go and find out. They have been doing this for 174 years. They know. They understand. I mean, yes, they sell stuff to people like me. And they take care of people like me at the light end of the home repair spectrum. But for folks like you, you are their bread and butter. They are the commercial construction supply business for Pensacola. The warehouse is here. You don't have to wait for it. They can bring things to your job site for you. They can put you on a monthly bill. And more importantly, they speak your language. They know what you're dealing with. You won't have to have a translator for them. Jimmy and Martin in Mansfield, they know the business. They know what you're dealing with. They know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. They can help solve your problem. They can teach you how to do it if you're unsure or just to make sure that you're doing it safe. And if they need to order something special because the engineer or the architect of a specified product, they do that for folks all the time. They literally have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. They know how to do it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. From now until the end of the month, give us your feedback on the station through our listener advisory board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, click on the survey pop-up. It only takes about 5 minutes to fill out. It's your chance to have your voice be heard. It's anonymous, and you have until the end of the month. Now, one of the questions we have on there is, next time Andrew McKay's out of town, which is, you know, it could be a while, but the next time he's out of town, would you prefer to hear a live host like myself, Bobby Rossi, or another host, a rotating host? Or would you rather hear highlights, recent highlights of Andrew's show, like best of segments? That's one of the questions on the listener advisory board survey. So be sure to check that out on our website, newsradio923.com. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ. Go ahead, PJ.
Thanks, Bobby. Still just looking at that congestion at the front gate of NES Pensacola. South Navy Boulevard backed up just a little bit past Inner Bay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. A few texts here. We're talking about Joey Patty's restaurant is closing over on Garden, and that just spurred the conversation about the economy and how I have a lot of people I've talked to and know that in the past 6 months, 6 to 8 months, their businesses have closed or their business is really struggling. I've known restaurants in Orlando, car dealerships out west, even up north. My brother lives in Manhattan and was telling me that even Broadway is struggling to put butts in the seats up there. And so we're seeing a drop in tourism in places like Orlando, New York City, Vegas. We covered earlier this morning that Vegas has real estate prices crashing because tourism is down so bad. So there's something going on with the economy that doesn't make sense. Like, we have inflation going on, yet people are still buying homes enough that it's not bringing prices down. We're seeing car sales, used car sales and new car sales dropping dramatically. So there's this thing that's happening. We're seeing businesses close and stuff. So, and I was saying, I've talked to two people this week alone who told me they basically lost all hope to be able to own a house because housing prices have just gotten so expensive since COVID, and they were hoping the prices would come back down, and they just haven't. Yet their salary, their income, has not matched the increase of expenses. Now, here's the text. It seems like every time a hurricane hits Florida, they raise rents, and you can't even afford for a single person a single apartment anymore. One single person even making minimum wage. There's no way you can make it makes at least two. Then it goes on and says, there's no affordable apartments in this town anymore. And yeah, I've heard that. You're not the only one that says that. It says that it is a crisis at this point. Then another text here. The easiest way to fix the economy is to cut gas prices in half. If people can save money on gas, people travel more and spend more money. I've always thought gas prices is a very significant, way to boost the economy as well. If you go to the grocery store now and get a grocery cart full of groceries, there goes your vacation money. Yeah, I saw a report today that vegetables are up 40%. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Another text here. In the 60s and 70s, the middle class determined the GDP when there was a lot of manufacturing and factory jobs were here. Middle class was thriving. Now, the richest 10%, the big corporations, control the largest percentage of our GDP. That's the reason why the middle class is shrinking. There's no money in the middle class. And that's what we talked about, just mentioned before. We're having record highs in like the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 over the past few months. So the stock market's booming. But how does that help the middle class and the lower class? I mean, you know what I mean? For some people who have 401ks and IRAs and things like this, okay, that helps, obviously. But it doesn't help for the day-to-day. And but the big corporations who are the ones investing in the market, people who are wealthy, who have a lot of money invested in the market, it benefits them. Here's another text. Orr House was better, not the economy. Oh, okay, so you're saying that the reason why Joey Patty's restaurant is closed is because the Orr House was better. It's not, you can't blame the economy. All right. And another text says, eliminate the tariffs, the new taxes. Actually, that article I was referencing from Reason.com that talked about the increase, the big spike in the PPI, which is the wholesale price index, they pointed out the reason why there's a big spike in the PPI was due to the tariffs. That you can't deny it. That's definitely a big reason for the increase of the wholesale prices, which could eventually hit the retail price area. Oh, let's go over to Dave Wayne in the newsroom real quick. My bad, David. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that's you're coming up here after the Fox News break. We'll have more information on this tragic murder-suicide coming out of Daphne yesterday. So we'll get that here in just a few seconds right here at News Radio 92.3.
Gianna Gelosi. President Trump heads to Alaska today to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and feel out whether he's open to ending the war in Ukraine.
I'll know within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, like we tend to find out whether or not we're going to have a good meeting or a bad meeting. And if it's a bad meeting, it'll end very quickly. And if it's a good meeting, we're going to end up getting peace in the pretty near future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom laying out a plan to redraw the state's maps to counter similar efforts by Republicans in Texas.
California Governor Gavin Newsom calling for a November 4th special election to redraw the state's congressional map for 2026. Newsom has said California's map would only take effect if Texas and other states move forward with their redistricting efforts and would remain through the 2030 elections.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 76. Right now, we've got looks like sunny skies and a beautiful Friday morning. Of course, Brooke Richardson will have your full weather forecast from Channel 3 here in just a few minutes. Well, over in Daphne, a community is in shock. Neighbors reacting to the tragic murder-suicide that happened in the Sable Court neighborhood in Daphne. Officials say Kenny Smith killed his wife and his two children, then killed himself Thursday morning.
I'm still in shock because I would have been the last family I would have ever guessed on, you know, that I know that would do something like this.
That is the reaction from one of his neighbors who lived right across the street. He talked to NBC 15. And Baldwin County deputies say the bodies of Kenny Smith, Larica Smith, and 15-year-old Christian and 11-year-old Kinsley Smith were found with gunshot wounds in that home. Investigators are now combing through the family's phones and computers looking for any type of clues as to what happened on Thursday. And Baldwin County Schools said crisis counselors are being made available to students over in that area who were affected by the loss today. Escambia County deputies investigating after a man was shot while allegedly charging at a woman with a machete. This happened at 8 o'clock last night on Shell Road and Cascade Drive. Investigators say the two were fighting but had been separated. The woman had a weapon in her hand when the man charged at her with the machete. That's when the woman shot the man. He was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. No other details have been made available, and the investigation into that incident continues. Well, Pensacola police asking local motorcycle riders to slow down. Ride safely. This comes after two serious crashes in just the last week. One rider died, another gravely injured.
You know, we've always heard watch for motorcycles all the time. I mean, when it's beautiful out and when the weather is inclement, we need to watch for those bikes. But the riders also need to respect those bikes and respect the speed limit.
Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Woody says motorcycles have been caught at times speeding at more than 130 miles an hour going across 3 mile bridge. He stressed safety falls on both riders and the other drivers that are on the road. Well, Tropical Storm Aaron continues intensifying. It's expected to become the first Atlantic hurricane of the season later today.
Aaron is on the edge of being classified as a hurricane, and it's expected to reach major hurricane status this weekend, meaning at least Category 3 with winds topping 111 miles per hour. those spaghetti models largely agree that Aaron will make a sharp turn to the north and east, staying away from the U.S. mainland. The Leeward Islands, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands can expect heavy rainfall. Bermuda could be in Aaron's path next week. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you very much, Rory. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday announcing a new immigration detainment center in North Florida to house 1,300
people. We are calling this the Deportation Depot. It is going to be located here at Baker Correctional Institute. And again, the reason of this is not to just house people indefinitely. We want to process, stage, and then return illegal aliens to their home country.
And the governor says there's a demand for the deportation depot. He says there's up to 100,000 illegal immigrants in Florida on final removal orders. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Payday, packed with peanuts and filled with golden caramel. Payday is one hardworking candy bar, so grab one now to power you through the day. Payday, get to it. Just one vehicle crash on the big board right now. That is North Davis Highway, just past Brent Lane. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny skies with a chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Saturday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this nice weather around through Sunday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's 76 degrees right now. We've got, looks like, sunny skies here. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower ahead of President Trump's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $63.38 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $66.35 per barrel. Pandora shares have dropped by more than 12% after the company published its second quarter earnings release. The Danish jewelry giant said it faced headwind from foreign exchange, tariffs, and commodity prices in the second quarter, which would continue to weigh on its bottom line. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell modestly last week, remaining in the historically low range since the U.S. economy emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 9th fell 3,000 to 224,000 total. Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 11, the NASDAQ down 2, the S&P 500 up 1. Once again, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bull from Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesday at 10 a.m. The topic of discussion is preventative needs for the 65 Plus. You'll be answering questions and texts about how Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located. That's Tuesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. We are going to be in a heat advisory today. It's going to get a high of about 88, 95% humidity. It's going to be a hot one. Heat index values up to 110 today. Yeah, that's, whew, it's going to be a hot one. Then, just a reminder, you can go to our website, newsradio923.com. Fill out the listener advisory board survey. There's a survey pop-up. Just fill that out. Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, is inviting you to Wine a Little, Dine a Lot charity wine pairing gala. It's benefiting Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Get your tickets now and enjoy the culinary experience for a good cause. Find out more on our sister station's website, catcountry987.com. So we've been talking about Joey Patty's restaurant closing after 40 years. Now, it was at the Garden Street location for it wasn't there for the full 40 years. They are going to be looking for another location, but there's no guarantee they'll be able to find something. So we've been talking about the economy because I know a lot of businesses that have gone out of business in the past 6 to 8 months and other businesses that are just holding on, just trying to hold on. We had a few texters that said they know a lot of people who are looking for jobs now. Career Source has seen a surge in people looking for jobs as well. And so we had some suggestions. Some people saying we need to cut gas prices. We need to get rid of the tariffs. There's a bunch of things like this. Oh, yeah, because one of the other stories we covered was that the PPI index, the wholesale price index, came out yesterday and had a big spike up. And it's assumed that spike was because of the tariffs. And because even though this is domestic wholesale prices, a lot of domestic companies get their products from foreign companies, like chocolate, for example. Cocoa beans are coming, they're imported, right? So there's things like that that will end up affecting them. Text here. Actually, you talk about cutting the gas prices in half. Have you ever noticed that the last time we had a real big decrease in gas prices, how the county and the state raised taxes on gas? Because it's an easy, cheap way for them to get taxes is through gas. Anytime there's a major drop, that's that seems sustainable, every county ends up trying to profit off of it. Yeah, we've seen that happen many times as well. And another text here. FYI, the restaurant Captain Joey Patty's on Garden Street, which is closing, and Joe Patty's Seafood Market on South B Street are not owned and operated by the same business. Joey Patty's is that's the restaurant thing, not the fish market. That's the fish market still staying open, of course. Another possible reason for the closure of Joey Patty's, the property did change ownership in 2024 for $1.2 million. So the restaurant owner is not the owner of the real estate. Ooh. They may have had a significant change in their lease payment. The new owner may be significantly pushing them out to use the property for something else. The sale price is public record information, by the way. And, Joey Patty stated that that location, he specifically stated that location was unsustainable to continue moving forward. So that might be why. Absolutely might be right. Yeah. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. So Wallet Hub just came out with their annual best states to live in. So where did Florida come? Sixth best state to live in. But here's the thing. The top five states. Are there any of these five states that you would rather live in besides Florida? You have number five, Minnesota. No, thank you. I would not. Minnesota's beautiful in the summer. It is. It's got beautiful lakes. But I'm in no way I'm living in Minnesota, freezing my tail off. I don't think so. Wisconsin, same thing. Wisconsin, it's beautiful. I ain't never living in old Wisconsin, freezing my tushy off. I don't think so. New Jersey's beautiful. It's called the Garden State. People think New Jersey's dirty and stuff. No, it's beautiful, beautiful state. But goodness gracious, we complain about cost of living and stuff. No, I ain't going to New Jersey. Everything there is expensive, and the politics up there, no, I can't do that. Number two, Idaho. Honestly, I don't have a strong opinion about Idaho. I don't know that much about it. But I hear it's a good place. But would I rather live there than Florida? I mean, like I said, I don't have a strong opinion about it. I don't know that much about it. Massachusetts is number one. Are you kidding me? I don't think so. I've been to Massachusetts. It's also beautiful in the summertime. like, you know what I mean? It's like, why all these northern places? I don't think so. So looking at the findings for Florida, we came in sixth overall. And really where we got hammered was affordability rank. We came in fourth overall for quality of life. We came in 12th overall for safety ranking. We came in 11th overall for economy ranking, 26th for education and health. So that was a little bit low too, but affordability is where we got hammered. And what's crazy is it wasn't that long ago when affordability was where we shined, where we excelled. That's where we led in a lot of areas, except for places like Miami. Like, you know, I mean, Miami's always been like, you know, Miami's always been Miami. But now affordability, we're in the bottom half of affordability. And now it's not just a Miami thing, you know, now it's Pensacola even. So that's the, that's kind of the surprise right there. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620 to get traffic on the 5s of PJ.
Thanks, Bobby. Looks like we have a vehicle crash, North Davis Highway. Just after Brent Lane, they're saying there's roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Perfect. UWF, changing topics here just a little bit. UWF is, I mean, it's still economic development in some way. UWF is opening up a new facility for engineering construction students. It's the grand opening of Building 80 just happened, and it'll be home for the school's new civil engineering program and Tyler Chase Norwood Construction Management Program. The remodeled building includes three new wet and dry labs, giving students hands-on experience with construction materials. So that's kind of a cool thing. We keep seeing UWF growing, and that's a good thing. Like they're not just growing. It seems like they're growing in areas of job areas that are needed for the future. Like, you know, their cybersecurity program, for example. It's a renowned cybersecurity program now. They also have, you know, anyway, they got all these other things. So it's exciting to see the civil engineering and construction management programs expanding there at UWF. So that's a good thing. The first classes will be held this fall in that building. So pretty cool. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Texted it here. I don't like Florida. Lifetime resident in the past 10 years, haven't been good. We're too involved with national politics, thanks to DeSantis, and we're losing our vibe. Well, I get what you're saying. There is more national stuff going on, and there's always been a rift anyway between, like, rural, I would call it rural Florida and the rest of Florida. Rural Florida is basically not Miami, not Tampa, not Orlando. And then it's the rest of Florida. But after COVID, or during COVID, we saw a lot of migration coming to the state of Florida. Before COVID, remember, we were increasing our population, 300,000 residents a year already. Anyway, we were already doing it. We're already growing the size of Orlando every year. But during COVID, we ended up having a big spike of people moving down here. And it did shift the politics. The people who moved to Florida, more than those that moved down to Texas and more than moved were more conservative, or at least Republican, maybe not conservative, but at least Republican, that moved down here from Michigan and from New York and Pennsylvania and places like that. It looks like a lot of the people who fled New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, who are more Democrat-leaning, ended up going to Texas. So we're seeing in Texas a shift in politics there, which is why they're doing this whole redistricting, the maps of redistricting, to try to ensure that the political leadership at least remains Republican-leaning. Well, here in the state of Florida, we didn't really need redistricting. We just had a big influx of Republicans, and so the politics have definitely changed, and I know for some people that's not a good thing. Because, you know, we used to be a purple state. I do not believe Florida's a purple state anymore. And I think it's a red state now. And we've seen a trend nationwide where red states or older states that were more purple in the past have become red, and they're just becoming more red. Yet other states that were blue are becoming more blue. We're seeing this shift, a migration shift, politically speaking, which is, I don't know if that's ever happened before in this country, to be honest. It's kind of an interesting thing that's going on. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I've got just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill out the listener advisory board survey on there. Only takes about 5 minutes, and it's anonymous. You got till the end of the month to weigh in on our programming, so we'd appreciate it if you did that for us. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about the climate just a little bit, and movies. That's all coming up next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's get traffic on fives with PJ real quick. Go ahead, PJ.
Good morning. Thanks for that. Looking at the big board here, we still have a backup from front gate of NAS Pensacola, South Navy Boulevard to about Interbay Avenue. So just making you aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
There's a blue-green algae over in Okaloosa County over in Destin. It's in Twin Lake, South Lobe, and Kell Air Lake in Destin. Water samples are being tested. Blue-green algae can produce toxins. You're not supposed to drink it. And if you do, it'll give you severe diarrhea. It's a type of bacteria that's common in freshwater areas. Algae grows rapidly due to heat. And, of course, we have a heat advisory going on today as well. Interesting enough, as it pertains to the climate change, because a lot of people start going, oh, it's because of climate change. Well, here's an interesting report from the Department of Energy. A new report says, yes, climate is changing, and yes, humans do contribute to it, but no, it's not necessarily the impending catastrophe we've been warned about. Basically, they're saying that, yes, the Earth is warming. Yes, humans do contribute to it, but the Department of Energy's new report found no convincing evidence that hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, have become more frequent or more intense in recent decades. No convincing evidence of that. So thought that was kind of an interesting report that came out there that I wanted to share. Of course, that very few people will cover. New in theaters this week, Nobody 2 and Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest. If you haven't seen the first Nobody, it's a big action movie where this seemingly just regular dad ends up being a former, like, hitman and just kind of a bad dude, former government assassin. So Bob Odenkirk returns as the former government assassin known as Nobody. In this one, he tries to reconnect with his family on vacation away from all the violence. But after some punks pick on his daughter, he runs afoul of a local crime boss, Sharon Stone, and corrupt sheriff played by Colin Hanks. Connie Nelson, Christopher Lloyd, and RZA are all back as Hutch's wife, his dad, and adopted brother, Harry. So Nobody 2 is in theaters. It's rated R. Highest to Lowest, rated R. Denzel Washington plays a record producer who plans to buy back control of his record label, but they're disrupted when a character played by Aesop Rocky tries to kidnap his son, but ends up kidnapping the son of his friend and chauffeur instead. It's directed by Spike Lee. It's a modern remake of the 1963 Japanese movie called High and Low. A new one from Denzel. The trailer on it looks pretty good, to be honest. Looks pretty good. There's another one called Americana, rated R, starring Sydney Sweeney. She plays a shy waitress who overhears someone offering $500,000 to whoever can steal a rare Native American artifact for him. So she teams up with a character played by Paul Walter Hauser to try to get their hands on it. But chaos erupts after someone beats them to it, and then Halsey steals it from that guy. So this is kind of a comedy. Well, it is a comedy, but it's like a comedy action type of thing. It looks like it's a pretty funny one. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
High stakes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump posted that in all caps, 3 exclamation points on Truth Social as he gets ready to take off for Alaska and his face-to-face meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, trying to get him to stop the war in Ukraine. The president just got onto Air Force One 3 minutes ago. Fox's Peter Ducey's in Anchorage.
If this meeting goes sideways and the end of the war in Ukraine does not appear to be near, the president plans to punish Russia and Russia's trading partners with new economic sanctions. But if it goes well, President Trump is going to bring President Zelensky into the fold.
But Fox's Greg Palcott reports Putin may not be making many concessions.
It is assumed he will be asking for all the land, some 20% of Ukraine in the south and east that they've managed to occupy in all this time of fighting, basically keeping the front line as it is and maybe more.
Texas Democratic lawmakers who left the state planning to return after a special legislative session ends today, though the governor's threatened to call a new one. Former President Obama is in a call with those lawmakers, and he said they're inspiring. Blocking a vote on a congressional redistricting that could give Republicans 5 more House seats in next year's election, something California is planning to counter.
We're here because Donald Trump, on January 6th, tried to light democracy on fire, tried to wreck this country, tried to steal an election.
Governor Gavin Newsom has called a special election in November to approve a California redistricting to give Democrats 5 more House seats. The governor was upset that as he held his news conference, Border Patrol agents were outside conducting immigration enforcement actions.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic.
One person was taken into custody. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino said,
"We're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves."
The day after a scare about 5 envelopes containing a white powder evacuated a federal building in New York City. That powder is being analyzed at the FBI's lab in Virginia. 2 employees in the mailroom of the Immigration Enforcement Office were exposed directly, but no one's been reported injured. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We mentioned former President Obama's call with those Texas Democratic lawmakers. We've also learned he had another call with New York's controversial candidate for mayor, Zoran Mamdani, who President Trump calls not just a socialist but a communist, as Mamdani continues an anti-Trump tour of the city this week, calling himself the president's worst nightmare.
Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic mayoral nominee for New York City, confirmed that former President Barack Obama called him shortly after the June primary, which had been first reported this week by the New York Times. He says they talked about the campaign he ran, as well as the importance of hope in politics. Mamdani was also asked about a possible Obama endorsement.
I leave the decision of endorsements to the president. I can tell you that my focus continues to be on the 8.5 million New Yorkers who call the city their home.
Mamdani's national profile is growing. He will be featured on the cover of Time magazine's September 8th issue. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Days after Mexico sent 26 drug cartel leaders